But I think that many Christians, especially some baby Christians, have some misunderstanding about this verse. And this verse is probably the most quoted verse in the Bible. We can see this verse often. People quote this verse and people use this verse for their favorite verse. Or we can see that even like a mug cup, I've seen this verse on the mug cup, which is a pretty cool thing. But many Christians often misunderstand about Romans 8:28, and it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." People often think that this verse is talking about just for my good day, or just for my bright sunny day, or just for my happy day, something like that. It's not necessarily for your happy day. It can be your happy day too. God bless you, and He take care of you, and God gives you blessing in many ways. But it's not just mean for good day or bright happy day, or for your finance, or for your physical wealth or personal pleasure. So this chapter, Romans 8, is talking about new victorious life in the Spirit. When we walk in the Spirit, we will have victorious life in the Spirit. That's what this chapter is talking about. So we can learn. I just want to bring three new truths about this verse that we can learn. I just want to pray before we jump in. Father, we do love You and thank You for this wonderful chapter and wonderful verse that we can meditate and learn through it. Please help us this morning. Help us to focus. Help us follow Your guide and lead in this morning. In Your Son's name I pray. Amen. So, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Obviously, we can learn new knowledge in this verse. New knowledge. So we are not just better man or better woman in the Christ. We are new creature in the Christ. Bible says we are new creature when we get saved. We are new creature in Christ. Bible doesn't talk about Jesus saved you just for your better life. He saved you to be a better, new creature. So we need new knowledge for new creature. We need new lifestyle. So Apostle Paul used this phrase when he has the strong confidence. I know, but we know. This verse starts with, and we know that all things work together. Apostle Paul had that strong confidence about the knowledge that God has given to him. 2 Timothy, for example, 2 Timothy 1:12 says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." So Romans chapter 7 was talking about Paul's struggle in his about his flesh. So for your victorious Christian life, you must walk with the Spirit. You must obey the Spirit. You must follow the guidance and leading of the Holy Spirit. And then Apostle Paul knew that when we walk with the Spirit, there is victorious life. That's what he knew about the new Christian life as a new creature. So, before you get saved, you don't really know God. you may know that there is God. Romans 1 is talking about that. We can feel the God's presence, and then we can know a little bit about God when we see the creation of God. And we can kind of guess and aware that there is something supreme being in this universe. But that doesn't mean that you know God 100%. Obviously, we do not understand God 100%. God is a spirit, and we have clear limitation about God because we are just human beings. Our brain is not smart enough to understand God 100%. But we can know who God is according to the Bible, through the Bible. So after you get saved, you know God. You know God personally, right? You have the relationship between you and God. That means you know God. And now you know the Bible. So this verse kind of reminds me a good hymn. It goes like, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds the tomorrow, right? Being Christian doesn't mean that we know everything about the future. But we know that there is God who takes care about us. We know that God is our salvation. We know that God is our light. And we know that God leads our steps. Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord. God leads your steps. And we know that. You know that. Sometimes we feel like, because we are human beings, which is not true, we feel like God is not for us. That's just your feeling. But Bible says clearly, we know that all things work together for good. So that's the new knowledge for your new life as a new creature. You just can't live with just your old lifestyle. You need new knowledge for your proper Christian life. Second truth, first one was new knowledge, second one is new promise. All things work together for good. Obviously means all things, right? I'm young. And I consider myself young and dumb. And I love it. I love to have fun, and I love to act dumb sometimes because it's just fun. And my age group, including myself, we struggle about life because we are mature, we don't have experience. We don't have enough experience about our life. And even I'm in the Bible college, it is so easy to see the struggle for a Bible college student. Bible college student is not special at all. You're just sinner, same human being. And then I struggle, my friends struggle, and including myself, my generation, we often say this, like, I know that God is good, but I'm not satisfied enough what He's doing for me. There is bad day, obviously, right? Because we are living in the broken world, and we will have broken day, obviously. All things work together for good doesn't mean that you will have sunny day always. It doesn't mean that you will have just happy bright day always. So let's see. Maybe not this. I can just use this paper for my illustration. Let's say this paper it's not your life. Let's say this is your day. Let's just say someone hurt you. someone hurt your feeling, someone hurt your, maybe physically, and your life can be broken like this. And you feel bad about it. And we doubt about all things work together for good. Really? I thought that way. And you may doubt God. You may doubt God. And you, when you see these just broken days, you are bitter and you are depressed and you feel just bad. And there's no joy, there's no peace, there's no love, there's no grace. It is hard to love someone when you go through hard times. It is hard. And it is just so easy to doubt about this verse, all things work together for good. Maybe this verse is not for me. Maybe this verse is for just a super spiritual person, whatever. No, this verse is for everyone. And in God's hand, this broken day can be peace for God's big picture. Your broken day can be made for God's glory. That's you gotta give some time. Can you make all things work together for good? No, not at all. God is the only one who can make all things work together for good. And your broken day can be used. Absolutely. Last Friday, I went to a funeral. That is really sad funeral, actually. Because the guy who passed away, he was only 19. And he was Christian. You know what? That was the most beautiful funeral that I've ever been. So that guy, he was only 19. He died because of very unfortunate accident. And the funeral service was just beautiful, because I saw even that sad day, even that broken day, I saw that all things work together for good. God even used His death for all things work together for good. I don't know him. I don't know him personally. I know his brother personally, so that's the why I went to the funeral. And then, according to them, he was a good Christian man. And the home church pastor, he actually played his preaching during the funeral. And we, through that funeral, I saw that people united as a Christian together. People comfort each other. People pray for each other. People say proper good words for each other. That all things work together for good. All things was working together for good in the funeral. So we have new knowledge. We have new promise that all things work together for good. And all things means all things. Even your broken day, even your bad day can be used for good. So you may think that what is good in this verse? I know that it's not just talking about just general good day, general nice day. Let's look up verse 29. It says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be confirmed to the image of his son, and he might be the firstborn among many brethren." There's new knowledge, there's new promise, and there is new, there's new knowledge, new promise, and there's new purpose. We are new born creatures in Christ. Now we know we need new knowledge for our new life. And we know that God has new promise for our new life, and we have new purpose, which is the goodness in this verse is talking about Christ's likeness. That's our ultimate goodness. That's our goal. That's our purpose for this Christian life. I just want to share my personal story. When I was in the high school, I was let's put it this way. I was dumber. And then I don't know why. It's kind of shameful when I think about that days. I feel shame, and I was very mature, and then I was kind of bitter, and I was quite rebellious toward my parents. I didn't like to go to church. I knew that I had to go to church because I knew what is good and what is bad, but I just didn't because I didn't walk with the Spirit. I didn't obey the Spirit. As Romans 8 is talking about new life and then new responsibility, which is walking with the Spirit. I didn't walk with the Spirit at all. So I loved to hang out with my friends and just having fun. My friends was almost everything to me at the time. But at some point, my mom, she's a good Christian. My mom had cancer at the time. And my dad was not Christian. And our family, we were having kind of hard time. My dad, he may thought that this is hard time. We are going through a hard time, and this is kind of a broken day for me. But my mom, she had that breast cancer that was stage 3, which is quite bad, and she had to get a surgery. And my mom, she's a very quiet person. She's a patient person. She's a nurse, and she loves the Lord. She loves people. And after she got surgery, I never seen my mom crying like that. Like, I thought she's a quiet lady, and she was crying, and she was just saying, "Oh, this is so hurt. This is so hurt. It's killing me." And I was quite surprised that she was very emotional and just crying like that. And my dad, it was heartbroken for my dad and for me. And I was crying too, like stupid teenager. And my dad told me, he came to me and he told me, hey Hyomin, I feel so bad. I can do nothing for your mom right now. And me too. I feel bad too. I feel bad that I was very rebellious towards you guys, and then I'm sorry too. I feel bad and I'm sorry. And my dad, he told me, he was actually atheist for a long time. And then he loved science, he still do, and he believed science, and he was evolutionist for a long time. And he told me, I just realized that I'm just a weak human being. I can do nothing for your mom right now. And I need someone that can heal your mom, that can heal my wife. And he realized that he needs God. He needs Savior, that he can pray. So there was a night. The night that my mom got surgery was the night my dad was saved. It was back at the time, I didn't realize that. I was so glad that my dad was saved, but I didn't think all things work together for good like that. Now I can see all things work together for good. I can see that. I can see that God used that broken heart time. Even He used my mom, and even He used cancer for my dad's salvation. Because my dad had so strong opinion about God. There is no God. And he needed something strong. He needed that. I'm pretty sure God used my mom because she could endure that time. And she really did. Now she's totally fine. I praise God for that. I praise God for my dad's salvation. I praise God for my mom is totally fine right now. And through that time, my church, we prayed more. All things work together for good. We comforted everybody. And there was a time for my church for more unification as a church. God used that hard time, and we obeyed that verse, all things work together. We obeyed that God is the one who can control the situation. And all things really worked together for good. So, I don't know about you guys. You guys are, I'm young. I'm younger than you, and I don't know what is going on in your life. And you may think that it is just easy to ignore God's word when you go through a hard time. It is just easy to be blind and not trusting God. Maybe God is not, He's working always, but maybe you just can't see that all things work together for good right now. Maybe you don't wanna admit that. Like, I'm not ready for this hard time. I know this is for good, this is for my good, and this is for my Christ likeness. Maybe I'm not ready for this. Just trust God and give Him some time that He can work for your goodness, that He can work for your Christ-likeness. Give God some time that He can mold you to be more like Christ-likeness. Let Him work. Let Him work. So new knowledge. There's new knowledge. You're a new Christian in Christ. And we know who God is. There's a new promise. All things work together for good. All things means all things. Maybe there is some broken day in your life, but God even can use that day for Christ's likeness, which is new purpose of your life. So all things work together for good. To them love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So church, all things work together for good means all things work together for Christ's likeness. You gotta aware of that. It's not just for your good day, it's not just for your happy day, whatever. It's not just for your pleasure, it's for Christ's likeness. Remember that we are living in the broken world. And hard time will come. You knew that already, right? And I'm not saying this like you are. I'm not saying this for to offend you, but you are older than me, obviously, and that's just fact. And I always. Kind of, I don't know. I've seen some churches treat old people, kind of just old generation, and I don't like that. You are still in the active duty, right? You're alive, right? And God can use your life still. Still, all things can work together for good in your life. And don't forget that this is a wonderful promise, and you can have a new confidence. You can have a great confidence in God, that God can still use your life for Christ-likeness. Right? Let's pray. Father, we do love you, and thanks for your word, and thanks for the wonderful promise that you have given to us. Father, we can have confidence in you because you are faithful God. Father, when we have hard time, when we can't understand everything about in our life, when we don't know what is going on in our life, help us to remember this. Help us to remember that we know you and you know us. Help us to remember that there is God who can make all things work together for good. Use this Sunday for your glory and for our growth, and in your Son's name I pray. Amen.